This is Howard Frumkin, director of the National Center for Environmental Health and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm here to talk with you about the health benefits of green space. Green space consists of a range of amenities in communities, from parks to tree cover to pathways such as green corridors, to sports facilities and playgrounds, even to such places as cemeteries and churchyards. Green space collectively represents an important amenity for communities, but it also represents an important public health strategy. The evidence for this view has been growing in recent years. In one study, for example, patients postoperatively who were in hospital rooms that gave them views of trees recovered more quickly and with less pain than patients who didn't have views of trees out their windows. In another study, in public housing developments in Chicago, mothers and children whose buildings were near trees had higher levels of social connectedness with their neighbors, lower levels of aggression, and among the children, higher levels of academic achievement than mothers and children living in buildings without nearby trees. In other studies, access to trees in neighborhoods was associated with lower rates of weight gain in children, and access to parks was associated with lower blood pressure, lower levels of stress, and better self-reported health in adults. All of these and many other examples demonstrate that green space in communities may be an important part of health promotion. Perhaps the most direct way this works is through promoting physical activity. Attractive venues to be active outside are very important at a time when we are an increasingly sedentary and overweight society. But there are plenty of indirect benefits to green space in communities as well. For example, trees and other green amenities reduce the levels of noise in a community. They help manage stormwater and protect the quality of the water. They help improve air quality by removing air pollutants from the air. They help cool communities, an especially important benefit at a time when we expect heat waves to be becoming more common. And they help sequester carbon dioxide, which helps in turn mitigate the health impacts of climate change. For these and other reasons, we are increasingly recognizing that green space is a public health strategy, and that promoting the presence of green space in communities is an important way to promote public health.